three quarters of that game, you probably didn't look yourselves. That final quarter, stunning. What did you make of it?
I'd actually disagree with you, to be honest with you, because I think, you know, the first three quarters, we were working very, very hard, which is one of our hallmarks of our team. We didn't execute our chances, you know. We had 18 scoring chances in the first half to clear 16. We were down, went in 5 points down, you know. So that doesn't happen very often. We just didn't execute our chances well enough. You know, we didn't maybe close the gap between ourselves and goal and then take the shot. Just a few bits and pieces. But for a number of our players, you know, they haven't a huge amount of game time in this spring. They've had a number of injuries and, you know, they're just coming back into it. So it was always going to be a case today where it was, you know, to be expected that some of our decision maybe making and some of our execution was going to need, you know, sharpening. So, you know, we did as much as we could in the last month, but there's only so much you can do if you've got injuries on board.
I suppose off the bat as well, losing Mike Casey, that throws you straight away. I know Sean Finn hasn't done a whole lot of hurling since coming back from the ACL.
Yeah, Mike, you know, it was unfortunate, you know, because he was actually after getting off to a really great start and he's had a brilliant month. He was on super form, but, you know, we'll get him back and get him going again in a few weeks' time. But Sean, yeah, listen, Sean was always going to have to see action at some point, and it was always in our intent to get him on the pitch today. And sure, listen, getting a guy like Sean Finn on the field, you know, if you can't be trusting of Sean Finn, who are you going to trust, you know? So I thought he did brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly. Difficult circumstances, you know, he's up against some excellent forwards who are getting super ball in as well and having to try to defend that. That's not always easy, but I thought he did absolutely fantastically well for us, so delighted with that.
Is it a hamstring for Mike?
Yeah, hamstring, but don't know the severity of it, so we'll have to wait and see.
At 9 points down, John, do you think at all this just isn't our day?
Listen, at that point, you know, you'd have to say that this momentum wasn't with us, but I was also taking note of the fact it was Clare weren't pulling away from us and we were still creating scoring chances. We just weren't creating that bit of momentum by getting a couple of scores in a row, and then we strung off 3 points in a row and the whole thing just shifted. Then we got the goal, and you know, at that point then you could say, listen, there's a chance here, we just need to move and seize the moment. And I think the players felt that as well, and they grabbed it, and just really delighted with the impact of our boys off the bench. It was absolutely pivotal in that last quarter, and our last quarter this season in the league has been our poorest quarter, and for it to be our strongest quarter today is just fantastic for us to take out of today's game.
We felt like after the first goal went in, did the composure even up from your side? The body language on the Clare side maybe shifted as well. Felt like you were a lot more composed, balls were sticking where they hadn't been.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, sometimes you just have to wait for it, and sometimes you run out of time, and today we just had to wait for it, and when it came, we got into a nice flow there for that last 15 minutes, and you know, I think we felt quite comfortable in the end, really, being honest, defending that last 10 minutes. And I thought we defended really, really well when the ball came into our half of the pitch in that last 12, 15 minutes.
Donegh O'Dolagh obviously waiting for his chance all the time. The last two league campaigns, he's been really good, got his goal today. I think the energy he brought on with Adam English, Conor Boylan, the subs made a big impact today.
Huge, yeah. Donegh has had a great league. It's a very difficult team to break into for any player. And, you know, he's got rakes of energy and ability, and he'll take a huge amount out of today's game, even though it was only, you know, a quarter for him. But, you know, for his first championship quarter, it's a huge piece for him.
Just talking about the game, the start of the Munster Championship, all eyes on hurling. The weather has been atrocious for nearly a year. We've had nothing but rain, the sunshine, the colour. Championship is here.
Yeah, it was a great occasion today. You know, both sets of supporters brought fantastic passion to the game. And, you know, we're delighted to be back and back at it. But what I would say is it's only game 1 of 4, and you know, it's only 2 points on the board at the end of the day. That won't be enough by a long shot to get out of the group. We know what's coming to us next Sunday. Tipper coming to us last year, you know, it was a draw game. You know, we were probably fortunate to get the draw. So, you know, we have a huge amount to do now. To, you know, we have to be a better team next week. That's the bottom line. You know, we have to be better on our puck out. We have to get a higher intensity. We have to be more accurate in our shooting. We have to give away not laugh, not less freeze. You know, our free count that we gave away today was very high. And, like, that wasn't Colm Lyons' fault. That was our fault. That's on us. So we have to tidy up our tackling, our discipline in tackle. And we have to, you know, give away less chances in our half of the field, you know, to players like, you know, the free takers that are out there. Like, they're just incredible. And they're going to punish you. So we've got to tidy that up.
John, you say it's only 2 points, but it's a huge 2 points given everything, the history of this fixture, and it's the first fixture.
Yeah, listen, you know, when you come to this and you get a win, you understand that that's a real achievement in itself. But ultimately, all right, we can think about that at another time, but ultimately it's only 2 points in the course of this competition, and we know we're going to need 5+ points to get out of the group. So we are chasing points like everybody else. We're delighted to have gotten off to a good start, you know, but it's no more than we had this time last year.
Was that the start you were really hoping to get as well, in that it's, you know, it was probably on paper the most difficult fixture, in the Champions, the way to clear and
paper. No, I wouldn't be taking much from the paper, and I don't mean years now, but any sheet of paper for that matter. Listen, every game is tough, lads, and there's no game that you could pinpoint has been more difficult than the other. It's as difficult as the circumstances are. That was difficult for our last quarter, but at the same time, we were hurling well throughout. We just weren't finishing the job when we had the ball in hand, so we just needed to tidy that up. And to be fair to lads, they stuck with the process. They stuck with, you know, the game plan, and I thought we grew in that last quarter, which is a fantastic piece for us to take out of here today and into the Gaelic grounds next Sunday.
Were you apprehensive beforehand, John? I mean, more so than you would have been, given very few players have played.
Oh, listen, Clare are a super side. Like, we know that. Nobody knows it better than us. They are a super, super side. And, you know, we haven't a track record of coming down here and getting results on a regular basis. But, you know, our focus was solely on ourselves. And when you think about that, we had a lot of players who were out injured during the springtime and didn't have a lot of game time. And it was a tough game for some of them to come into to try and hit a high marker of performance, you know. And you can see that out there. And, you know, some of the guys will be disappointed with their performance. But who knows, maybe that'll light their fire to go back and train hard this week and come back next week better players. Okay?
John, just one, do you think the sense of history kind of fed into the performance today at any stage? Or, like, how do you...
Not at all. No, not at all. Absolutely not. Believe me, you know, your perception of what this season is about and ours are two totally different things. I can assure you, when you're coming to us, you're not thinking about anything else, right? And I can tell you, for our first home game to Gaelic grounds this year, we're not thinking of nothing else for the rest of this week either. Okay.
Just finally, John, Dara O'Donovan, how's he doing? Is there a chance he could feature against Tip, or out? You said two games he'd be out.
No, he won't be back next week. No.
Thanks, John.
Okay. All right. Thanks, boys. Thank you, John.